Another trial I was curious in terms of an update on is the B35 study looking at DCIS, comparing the aromatase inhibitor anastrozole to tamoxifen. Can you talk about the background and the design of the study and where things are right now?
Well, the background on this, of course, is the prior two DCIS trials, B17 and B24, which showed the benefit of whole breast irradiation therapy for patients with lumpectomy as opposed to lumpectomy alone and reducing the rate of both invasive and non-invasive cancer in the treated breast. B24 carried that one step further with the introduction of tamoxifen versus a placebo, all patients receiving radiation therapy following their lumpectomy, and showed again a decrease in breast tumor recurrence. Well, first it showed a decrease of all breast events with the use of tamoxifen, but in the ipsilateral treated breast, there was a reduction of invasive cancers. Interestingly, there was a reduction in the contralateral breast as well. Based on that, and then identifying with the work that Craig Allred performed on looking at the subset of patients who were ER positive and identified that this is where the impact of the tamoxifen was the strongest and the greatest in that ER positive group. We then carried it one step further to look at the use of an aromatase inhibitor. And again, this was information that was coming from the aromatase inhibitor trials, ATAC trial, showing the benefit in invasive breast cancers being reduced in both the ipsilateral breast and the contralateral breast with use of Arimidex or anastrozole in that trial versus tamoxifen. And one felt then that, the next normal step would be to compare an aromatase inhibitor to tamoxifen in a randomized setting, and that was really the background and the basis for launching B35. Currently, B35 is going very well. It is well over 80% accrued. There were 3,000 patients that were cited for the accrual target, and it is accepted very well both in the United States and Canada as far as patients participating. It's very easy protocol to discuss with patients as well as far as their acceptance. And we're looking for that trial actually to close accrual this year. And we'll then be, of course, looking at the outcome data. And with that, there's also a quality of life component as well in B35 as there is in all of our trials at this time. So we think that's going to be a very important addition, moving one more step into the systemic treatment for DCIS in reducing the invasive breast recurrences. And then looking in the future as to what will be the next trial design for a DCIS protocol.
Do you think in a patient who's intolerant of tamoxifen or has a contraindication to tamoxifen with DCIS, it's reasonable to use an aromatase inhibitor off protocol?
I would have to say at this time, no. It's not approved for that use. I would like to see the trial data before I would recommend that for a patient, and currently do not utilize that in a patient at this time.